Alright, I'll give it a shot. It's called Paranoid. I'm paranoid, and I don't know why. Feels like someone's staring at me through my own eyes. When I look in the mirror, I can't linger too long because I'm paranoid. Whoa, stop whispering when you're talking about me. I know just what you're doing, I'm not too blind to see. I've even heard them talking about me on the TV. I guess I'm paranoid. My imagination is playing tricks on me, and I don't know what's really going on. There may be medication to set my mind at ease. This crazy situation has brought me to my knees. I'm paranoid, and I'm not ashamed. Even though the radio just repeats my name, and I don't seem to benefit from this type of fame. My picture perfect life is slipping from the frame. It's serious to me, but to you it's just a game. I know there's nothing wrong with me. I know I'm not insane, but that I'm paranoid.
Where did that come from?
One of many. One.
No, but I mean, when did you do that?
Oh, 2002, 3, 4,
so you were where?
In Cleveland. In Cleveland.
You were without a release date?
I'm just exploring, not so much about the release date, but just exploring my illness, paranoid schizophrenia. It came to me when I went into my bathroom back when I had my own room. Boy, I hadn't thought about having my own room for a long time. It's funny how you're living and how you're forced to survive become so ingrained in a part of your life that when you're removed from it, extricated from it, or gone to an improved situation, all of that doesn't leave you, but somehow you don't think of it. But anyways...
So you had your own room.
I had my own room with a bathroom, even better. And I went into the bathroom for a second, and after being medicated and stabilized for many years, and kind of like geared towards getting out, even though there was no release date, but I was just positive and wasn't thinking about being ill, because when you're well, you don't think about being ill. You're well now. Sometimes to your detriment, in only in that you forget that you're sick. And which is a big mistake that a lot of people who are mentally ill make after they get stabilized for a year or two or three or more. It's like all of a sudden, not only am I not sick, I don't need the medication anymore. And that becomes a whole big problem. So I'd forgotten about my being ill, but didn't forget about the medication because I was getting the shots every month. But somehow I was coming out of the bathroom, and there's a bathroom mirror, and I just walked out and was about to turn the light off. I caught a glimpse of myself out of the corner of my eye. And it felt like paranoia. It felt, and not that I was symptomatic, but I had an understanding of, or just like a glimpse of the illness, which is just looking in the mirror, and it's someone else looking at you, even though it's you. And that's where I came with the line,
I'm paranoid. I don't know why. It feels like someone's staring at me through my own eyes. You know, it's like you recognize yourself, but you're projecting so much everyone else's hatreds and everyone else's problems that they have with you on you through you. It's like a weird kind of thing that I'm not smart enough to coherently articulate. But I'm just saying, catching that quick glimpse of the corner of my eye of myself was like, and I said to myself, I'm paranoid, because even though I was very well medicated, there was just like a glimmer, and a very millisecond of a glimmer of just looking and seeing myself and being critical of myself and wondering what other people are thinking of me. That's it. Just in a split second, it was just a flash, and it wasn't a symptomatic thing. It was just like just a recognition of my illness. It's like, wow. And I stopped and said, I'm paranoid. And I wrote the song.